With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's bring in our buddy, my buddy, my old partner. Didn't work with him long, but long enough to drive him nuts, like I drive Tiki nuts. The great Rick Bucher. Of course, Bucher, you hear him on Sirius. I catch him on the way home. And also Bleach Report writes he's an all-around good guy and obviously very entrenched in the sport. Buke, what's going on, brother? How are you, man?
I am good. I am in L.A., driving through L.A. traffic. There is nothing better, gentlemen. Just nothing.
Well,
you know what? We need to get some freaking New Yorkers out here and show them how you run a grid. So
yeah.
You can have lots of cars, but everything moves.
Buke, more importantly, you need some city planners. How about public transportation?
There you go.
Public transportation. There is none.
Buke, do what I do. Yeah. Now, this, I probably should admit this, but I do this
what,
on a
limo?
No, I'll just drive on the shoulder, man. I forgot.
It's Kobe. It's Brandon Kobe Tierney.
Oh, yeah, that's the white mamba. Here we go. The white mamba. But it has worked, and I've only gotten pulled over once,
what was
and
your
I got
excuse?
Out of the ticket that I had to go and do a show. Hmm. You know, I pulled that card. It actually worked. He was a fan, thank God. But you know, I've got
there. You go.
Keep in mind, my dad's retired detective, so if I get pulled over, I've got that card. So that
He says sergeant though when he gets pulled over.
That's true. That didn't work that time.
All right, listen,
Buke. What's the story here, man? We just had a really good discussion. I'm in the camp. I'm a strong proponent. If you really lean on the literal definition of what the award is supposed to mean, most valuable player, and attach all the variables to it. I believe it's LeBron James. I'm in the minority. Most people think it's Harden. I know we got the early traction. A lot of people, and I believe Harden will win. I'm just saying that I believe that LeBron should win. What's your take on the whole MVP situation?
Yeah, I had a problem with those who were saying James Harden is the winner, and if you vote for anybody else, you should have your vote taken away from you. You mentioned at the very start, you said the definition of most valuable player. But here's the problem. What is that? What definition are you working off of? Because the league itself has never defined it, and everybody has their own.
Well, what is yours?
Mine in general is you have to be the most pivotal player on one of the best teams in the league. Now,
okay.
I have made exceptions. It's written in sand, it's written in pencil, it's not carved or etched in stone. But to answer your question, I'm with you as far as considering LeBron James. I've made the case that if you really want to look at it, Kevin Durant has had a greater impact. Now, the injury and the time that he's missed is giving me pause. But prior to the rib injury, if I look at the efficiency of Kevin Durant at the offensive end of the floor, and I look at what he does defensively, and he has been a huge, huge factor at the defensive end this year as much as he has at any point in his career.
Yep.
And James Harden simply isn't. And is he so great at the offensive end that you don't consider the other end of the floor? I have to consider that, and that's why I think LeBron is in the conversation, and Kevin Durant is in the conversation, and not to say that James Harden won't win or won't be at the top of my ballot, but I don't think it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think a lot of people can get on board with that as well. But speaking of Kevin Durant and really his team, they're dealing with a ton of injuries here, Buke. How worried are they about this come postseason?
It depends on who they is.
Yeah.
If you talk to Bob Myers and Steve Kerr and the coaching staff, they're terrified. I mean, or not terrified, a little strong, but they are genuinely worried. They're like, is this thing ever going to come back together? And what are we up against? Now, if you talk to them, and they'll tell you that the guys in the locker room are confident, as long as we get everybody back, doesn't matter what seed we are, doesn't matter what we have to go through, because the reality is, if you've won a champions, first of all, they've faced everything you can possibly face. They've been up 3-1 and lost a series. They've been down 3-1 and won a series. They've won pivotal games on the road where they were down in the finals, you name it, any round. So there's nothing that this group believes they can't overcome. And so in the locker room, I believe there's a genuine confidence that if they get everybody back on the floor at some point, that they are going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at it from my standpoint, and I have seen this with teams before that have gone this deep into the postseason, and there's been a price to be paid and multiple times. And you don't, you know, the confidence is there. The mind is willing, the body is not. And what I see is a physical breakdown that is simply the result of having played so many games. I mean, look, let's face it. They've made three deep runs. They've made three runs to the finals. They're looking at a fourth. That's not normally done by anybody outside of LeBron James.
That's why he's not human. We're talking to Rick Bucher, of course. Rick, SiriusXM, at Bleacher Report, covers the NBA. He's done it for a long time. Rick, let me throw this by you here. To me, I'll give you two. One's somewhat recent, one's further back, but certainly you'll be able to connect the dots. A young Tiger Woods and a young Mike Tyson. Individual sports, I know it's not the perfect analogy here, but when they were in their prime, at their apex, at their zenith, there was an air of invincibility. A cloak of invincibility that everybody on the outside felt. And it certainly worked to their advantage. I feel like, you know, certainly this year, that invincibility has been pierced externally by everybody else in the NBA, the way they perceive the Warriors. So
yes.
What was once a strong asset, that's decayed a bit. How much has that decayed? What do you think the rest of the league really truly feels about the Warriors right now?
You know, it's funny because I looked at this short term and long term, and I talked to a lot of people around the league, players, coaches, executives, both. How vulnerable are the Warriors right now, and do you still expect them to dominate for the next 3-4 years, which is what we were hearing once Kevin Durant came on board? They are still the favorite. They are still considered the team to beat. But that said, the belief is that they are more vulnerable than they've ever been before, and they're putting a shorter timeline on their dominance. This year, they think the belief is they can still get it done if they get everybody back. Next year, they still go into the year being the favorite. But beyond that, no one's willing to say anything beyond that. And it really is a matter of, just how healthy are they going to be? That's the number one question, and that's why I think that they, I think they're primed to be upset, because you can't tell me that the last time we saw Steph Curry deal with this kind of a ligament sprain, it was the other knee, it was a grade one, and clearly he wasn't his normal self, which is why you had Kevin Love able to stay in front of him on a pivotal play
That's
in the
right.
finals 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a grade two in the other knee. I can't believe that Steph Curry is going to be the same guy. And what's really different about this team is that they've consolidated. They have four players collectively that are better than anybody else's four players. But their bench is weaker, and as a result, they need those four guys all playing at premium level for them to be the same Warriors team that we've seen the last couple years.
It's going to be fun. The Warriors' health, the Celtics' health, D'Antoni hasn't cracked through yet, the Raptors' recent playoff failures, a lot of variables. Buke, I know you got to bounce, as do we. Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for calling in, man. Thank you.
My pleasure, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.